Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is the remotest remote you shall ever hear. We're broadcasting you from the tallest peak east of the Mississippi. We finally made it from WUNC to the very tip top of Mount Mitchell. We're standing talking to you. Do you hear that wind? We're talking to you from the very top of Mount Mitchell Memorial Tower. We're stealing electricity from the aircraft recording devices, and we're going to pass the mic around. It's got to be fast before the machine and all hands freeze. John Young, you take it first.
Thank you very much, Alan. Greetings from the top of North Carolina and what seems to us to be the top of the world. We had a hard time coming up here. This rarefied atmosphere and the lousy condition we're all in leaves us somewhat this way. We met a man from WMIT on the road and asked him the temperature last night. He said that it was 3, whereupon Alan O'Neill quipped right back at him, but it must be at least 6 now. And we all agree 100%. MIT is off to the west just a little bit. There's Mike Healy with his head wrapped up in a scarf.
It's wrapped up in a scarf, but this version sure have up here has certainly cleared up this hangover I had. I want you to know just a few of the expressions people have been saying on the way up. It's, look at this. Oh, if only they could see this back at school. And, oh, look at there. And everything like that. And we just can't. You've never seen anything so beautiful. I couldn't begin to describe it. And here's Sally Carrell. Maybe he'll give you a brief description on it.
Well, even here at the top, after we've all climbed, we're pretty much out of breath, and the rarefied atmosphere doesn't help any. You've heard about all the jokes, but somehow up here you seem to forget all the laughter, the jokes we've had as you look down on all this panorama of whiteness from the top of Mount Mitchell. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's almost indescribable. At least it is for me. How about you, Billy?
Well, I...